Okay. Shkoyach to the Chevra. I know we've had a few weeks. We miss Shkoyach for Johnny for always being the engine behind this. Tonight is, and Evan, of course. Tonight, Evan is sponsoring for Refuah Shleimah for his daughter, Ayala Bas Rivka Liba. Yes, Hashem, she continue to get stronger. She come home, Bekarov. We're on Lamed Zayin Mabez. We already established in the previous sugya, from Lamed Vav Mabez to Lamed Zayin Mabez, that any item that contains within it the Chameshas Minei Dagan, the bracha is going to be bar minei mezoinus, and afterwards you make a main shalish, as opposed to oiras and doichen, though rice and millet, where the bracha is bar minei mezoinus, but afterwards there's only bar nefashos. And we explained at length that that's because it is a starch and it is satiating, but at the same time it doesn't have the chashivos of being one of the shivas haminim shenishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev describes the beauty of Eretz Yisrael as an eretz chitos sa'ira. The first two are the two grains at the head of the five grains, chita, sa'ira, wheat, and barley. And therefore, all of the five grains have a certain chashivas attached to it, and that's what triggers the mayin shalosh, just like all of the shivas haminim that would have a mayin shalosh that follows. The bracha barminim mezainis is because it's a starch and something that's satiating. So rice has one of these qualities and not the other, and therefore it gets a barminim mezainis, but at the end, is only a bar nefashos. If one eats cooked grain that's not processed at all, that's what we discussed last time in the context of granola bars and another kind of modern iterations of cooked grains, then the bracha would be bar pri adama. It's only if it's processed into a food item, it's ground up and then it's cooked, then it would have the bracha of mezainis. If it is, of course, ground up into flour and then baked, that of course would be bread. And the bracha, of course, on bread would be Hamaitzi Lechem in Haaretz. Let's just review one nekuda before we move on to the current sugya. The Gemara told us on Lamed Zayin Med Aleph, a braisa, hakoisis is achita, right in the middle of the daf, maybe six lines up in the narrow lines. Hakoisis achita mevarech lebar pi adama. If a person chews on grain, he makes a bracha bar pi adama. Tachna afa ubishla, if you grind it up, you bake it, and then you cook it. So obviously, if you grind it up, you bake it, then it would be Hamaitzi Lechem in Haaretz. So let's say you take the bread and you cook it. When the pieces are intact, you continue to make hamaitzi. So cooked bread, if the pieces are intact, you would make hamaitzi. You would bench. If the pieces are not intact, then you would make a bar minei mezonos, meaning if they crumble, if they disintegrate in the cooking process, you would make a bar minei mezonos, and of course at the end you would make a main shalosh. So just keep that in mind as we move on to the current sugya, which is over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. A few lines down from the two dots, the Gemara says, Chavitza, where is this? Amar of Yosef. Hi Chavitza, right in the middle of the daf on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the last two words, the last word on the line is Amar Rav, the abbreviation. Amar of Yosef. Hi chavitza, the isbe peru and kizayis betchilu mevarech alav hamaitzi lechem in aretz. This chavitza, according to Rashi, we'll see. Tosfos disagrees, but according to Rashi, this is a dish that has cooked bread in it, has cooked pieces of bread in it. So hi chavitza, the isbe peru and kizayis. If the pieces are kizayis, mevarech alay. Beforehand, you make hamaitzi lechem in aretz. B'sayif mevarech alei shalosh brachos. Then you bench. So if it's cooked bread and the pieces are kizayis, you have to make hamaitzi and then you bench. The last lay peru and kizayis. If it doesn't have a kizayis, b'tchil mevarech alei bar minei mezonos. At the beginning, you make a bar minei mezonos. B'sayif bracha achas mein shalosh. Then you make a bracha of mein shalosh. Now, why is it that cooking bread changes the bracha? If it was baked into bread, of course the bracha is hamaitzi. Why is it that if it gets cooked, so then all of a sudden the bracha changes? We saw that on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We see it over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. At least that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That if there's pieces that are less than a kezayis, so then the bracha changes to be mezonos. Why? But it's bread. Why should the bracha change? So you see from here a concept that has many other applications in halacha, that cooking something after baking could undo the baking or override the baking. For example, in Ochel Shabbos we have a principle, ein bishel acher bishel. Once something has been cooked already on Shabbos, it cannot be chai for cooking again. Now, that doesn't mean if you have a fully cooked item that you can put it on top of an open flame on Shabbos. That's an isha midrabbanan of hachazara, because it might be cold, and you might come to stoke the coals to raise the fire in order that it should heat up faster. You won't be chai for bishul, be chai for havara if you did that, for kindling, but you won't be chai for bishul, because the item is already fully cooked. If the item is not fully cooked, then you could be chai for bishul as well. But once an item is fully cooked, there's no chiyuv bishul. You can't put it on open flame for a different reason. because ein bisho achar bisho. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the name of the Urayim, that even though ein bishol achar bishol, and in Hilchos Shabbos, bishol and afi are interchangeable. If you bake bread on Shabbos, you chayv min d'oraisa, just as if you cook something in water. Baking refers to cooking without the medium of water. Cooking refers to cooking in water. If you're baking without water, but it's not bread, we call that roasting. That's called slia. There are three, I know it's not home economics over here, but there's three kinds of cooking. There's cooking in water, that's called bisho, cooking without water, which is called roasting. If you're cooking without water and it's bread, it's called afia. All of these things are bishol on Shabbos. At the same time, the Urayim says that if you cook something after it's been baked, you're chai for bishol again. Even though ain't bishol achar bishol, there is bishol achar afia. Why? Because the bishol is more comprehensive than afia. It changes the item completely, and therefore the Urayim is of the opinion that the bishul is mavatel the afia. We know this halacha from a gemara later on. Everyone knows this, that if you take matzah, that's baked, and you cook it in water, you can't use it for the mitzvah of matzah anymore. Why not? Because the gemara says, bo'inan ta matzah v'leka. You need the flavor of matzah, and you don't have it, because it now tastes a little bit richer. It's called matzah shira. It's cooked. Because the bishul is mavatel the afia. It renders the, it undoes the afia, or overrides the afia. So too in Hilchos Shabbos, bishul's mevatel the afia. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, you cannot take bread, even though the bread is fully baked, and put it in your soup on Shabbos. Even if the soup is a klisheni. What if the soup is a klishlishi? How could your soup be a klishlishi? If the ladle is a klisheni, then maybe the bowl could be a klishlishi, and then what's the status of the ladle? A ganze geshef.
Why are noodles different?
Noodles are cooked before. Pasta is cooked in water. So ain't bishul acha bishul. But here, bread is only baked. Not cooked. Canado also is cooked. This is only baked. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, even in a klisheni, we wouldn't put a baked item. Not only in a klirishin, but even in a klisheni, because bread is what's known as kali habishol. It gets easily cooked. It's very, delicate. And therefore, since it could get cooked in a klisheni, this is the whole source for the chumrah of klisheni, comes from not putting bread in your soup. If you want to put your bread in your soup and have it too, so you have to make sure that the bowl is at least a klishlishi, according to some, right? Because the bishul is mavatal the afia. So too over here, Rashi's view is the bishul, or everyone would subscribe to, but that's how Rashi even learns this sugya, that the bishul is mavatal the afia. So the bread was baked, the bread should have been hamoitzi. If you cook it, it loses its status of hamoitzi because it's been cooked. So Rashi says, well, that's only if the pieces are not a kezias. If they're a kezias, so then it retains its status of bread as baked bread. Why? Because its tura is still there. So it still has the tzura of the lechem, and therefore it retains its bracha. Amar Rav Yosef, Mino Aminola. How do we know this halacha? So he brings a source. The sanya, because we learned in a brisa with regards to menachos. Again, there are a bunch of different kinds of menachos. Some menachos are fried, some menachos are baked. But haya oimer u'makriv menachos b'yushalayim. Person is being makriv menachos in Yushalayim. Oimer baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. He makes a bracha of shechiyonu. Notlon la'oklon mevarach hamoitzi lechem menachos. When he comes to take it, to eat it, then he makes the bracha of Hamoitzi. And v'tani Allah, we learned in a brisa about this brisa, v'chulam poitzisin kezayis. The pasuk Rashi quotes it over here, v'chulam poitzisin, the pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, that pitim yiyah. What is the pasuk? Pasuk is that the pasoysoy sa pitim. You're supposed to grind up the carbon mincha. Before you do the kamitzah, it's baked, and then you have to grind it up into pieces, and then you do the kamitzah. So it's ground up into pieces, v'tani Allah, v'kulam poisin kezayis. It has a piece that it's a kezayis, and nonetheless, you make a hamoitzi. So you see from here, if something is cooked or fried and it's a kezayis, you still make the bracha of hamoitzi as long as it's a kezayis. Just parenthetically over here, who's making a shechiyonu when they bring a karban mincha? Why are you making a shechiyonu? A shechiyonu when you bring a karban mincha? So Rashi says over here, we're talking about a Yisrael who hasn't brought a carbon mincha in a long time, or ever. So then he makes a shechiyanu. Taisus doesn't like that, Rashi. Taisus says over here, it's a balabais who's being misnadev mincha. It doesn't sound like that, says Taisus. Look back at the language of the Braisa. The Braisa was, he's standing and being makriv menachos. The Yisrael is not being makriv menachos. He could give over a carbon mincha to the kohen to be makriv, but he's not the one who's being makriv it. So, sounds like the kohen is the one who's doing it. When he takes it to eat it, that kohen guy, we're talking about the kohen. So it says Taisus, Vinir Bekoin Ha Oime Lahakriv Rishon Bimishmarta Vachovda Mishmaris Hayu Vachol Shabbos Chada. Every week they would switch Mishmaris. How many Mishmaris were there? 24. So each shift only got a turn twice a year. And even within that, lav davka, that every individual, you know, served every day, that maybe did it once or twice a year. So because they only got a turn once or twice a year, it was a mitzvah bo mizman lezman, it was a mitzvah that came from time to time, and therefore Tosis view is, you make a shechionu. So we're talking not about the Yisrael who's bringing a carbon mincha, and he hasn't brought a mincha before, we're talking about a kohen, but the kohen hasn't brought a mincha in a long time. Im kain, kol mishmar, ein mishmar meres, obeys pam in b'shona, only 2 days a year. You have to, they would work. We asked once, I think there was some echias, that if they only work 2 days a year, why can't they work the land? They didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael because they were so busy in the Beis HaMikdash with all their grace avoda that they didn't have time to work the land, and therefore they have to be supported by the community with Truma and Meiser, and they don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael because they're too busy doing the avoda. They only worked once a year, twice a year, 2 days a year, 2 days a year. So because of that, they don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and we all have to support them. So the answer is yes. You know why? Because you have to be a rangatan in the mitzvah. You have to, something that always requires hachana. It's something that requires a constant involvement and occupation. So you see that avodas Hashem is not something you just come to 1-2 days a year, you wing it, you put it on the fly. It's something you have to be engaged in all the time. So even though it was only 2 days a year that were supported by the community. Either way, says Tosfos, we're talking about a kohen who came once, twice a year. Lamai said, therefore he made a shechiyonu. Became in Shiyesham Zman Kavua. They had a turn. It was Kavua, and it was from time to time they make a shechiyonu. However, Tosfos quotes a third pshat from Rashi that doesn't appear here, but appears in Menachos. V'loy k'perish Rashi de Menachos. Not like Rashi says in Menachos, demari b'koyin shaloi hikrev me'olam. Ooh. This Rashi says, we're talking about a koyin, not from his time to time, you know, from his turn, from year to year. He's never done the avodah before. It's his first time doing the avodah. He's new to the process. He makes a shechiyonu his first day on the job. So you see from this Rashi, first time a person does a mitzvah, ooh, he makes a shechiyonu. He makes a shechiyonu. When do you make a shechiyonu in general? So there's three gemaras about when you make a shechiyonu, three sugyas in Shas. One is later on, Adaf Nadar Amid Aleph. If you turn that Nadar Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says on the first wide line, Kana Kedem Chadashim, Omer Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimanu V'Gyonu Azman Azeh. You buy new things. That's the source. It's from the Mishnah Baruch over here, Nadar Amid Aleph. There's a gemara in Masechtas Yuma that talks about making Shechiyonu on Yontif. The Gemara asks, when do you make the Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur? Shechiyonu has to be made over a kais. We can do it during Kiddush. When are you doing on Yom Kippur? Where there's no Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Man Omer Afilu B'Shuk. You can even say it when you're walking in the Shuk. We try to do it over the kais. You don't have to do it over the kais. If a woman will make Shechiyonu when she's lighting, benching licht, that's also okay, but it's really supposed to be when it's over the kais. So some recommend that women wait to make the Shechiyonu. Should it be dafka, be over the kais, because it's more chashuv when it's over the kais. Yom Kippur, we don't have that possibility, so we all make Shechiyonu in shul. Because Zman Oimer Afilu B'Shuk. But there, the Gemara says, whenever you have a yontif that comes from time to time, you make a Shechiyonu. So we have two precedents for Shechiyonu. One, Kana Kelim Chadoshim, the other is the Gemara Masechtas Yuma. Of a yontif. There's a third gemara though. It's a gemara masechtas sukkah that the first when a person takes lulav, the first day of taking lulav, the first time a person sits in the sukkah that year, you make a shechiyonu. Third gemara. So Tosfos there masechtas sukkah, long Tosfos, wonders which mitzvahs get a shechiyonu and which mitzvahs do not, and he tries to formulate a consistent shita throughout mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs get a shechiyonu and which do not? It's a long Tosfos. Tosfos there view is that if it's a mitzvah sheyesh by simcha, then there's Shechiyonu. So lulav there's simcha, sukkah there's simcha. What is not simcha dika mitzvah? Tzitzis is not a simcha dika mitzvah. Tefillin is not a simcha dika mitzvah. Yeah, there's other mitzvahs, yeah. Yeah, so right, that's an aveilus dika mitzvah, yeah. So if there's no simcha involved, no Shechiyonu. Mila should have said Shechiyonu, but there's Tzara D'Yanuka. So at least Ashkenazim don't make Shechiyonu. Sfarim make Shechiyonu though, because they don't believe in that reason of Tzara D'Yanuka. They make Shechiyonu. Pidyon HaBen also, you make a Shechiyonu. Tosfos then quotes from Shira Gaon that it's not only a mitzvah sheyesh by simcha, it has to be a mitzvah that comes from time to time. A mitzvah that comes to time from time. So another reason not to make over tzitzis and tefillin is because it doesn't come from time to time. It's every day. Every day. Not only because does yein bo simcha, because it comes from, it doesn't come from time to time. So Tosfos brings two views, two theories about when it is that you make a shechiyonu. It sounds like they're reconstructing. It doesn't sound like they were deciding which mitzvah should get shechiyonu. We're in the laboratory, you know, and kind of assigning shechiyonus. It sounds like they knew which mitzvahs had a shechiyonu. They're trying to figure out what the rhyme or reason is. One view is because it has simcha, the other view is mitzvah ba mizman lezman. The Rambam writes that there are three kinds of mitzvahs. He has a different perspective, a different shita. The Rambam's view is that there are three mitzvahs in Hilchos Brachos, three kinds of mitzvahs that get shechiyonu. One is mitzvah shehad has comes from time to time. So that's lulav, sukkah, shofar, comes from time to time. The other is a mitzvah that is rare. A mitzvah that is rare. Also, mila, pidyon haben, mitzvah that is rare. A mitzvah that's rare. So either it's a mitzvah that's like fixed on the calendar, or a mitzvah that's stam. It's not fixed on the calendar, mila pidyon haben, but it doesn't happen too often. You know, obviously, if you're in a big community, you'll have a mila every day, but by me, a mila doesn't happen all the time. Or certainly a pidyon haben. So that's a mitzvah bami zman lazman. Then the Rambam has a third category, though. Kana kelim chadoshim of a mitzvah. If a person buys new tzitzis or makes new tzitzis, or if a person makes new tefillin or buys new tefillin, he also makes a shechianu. So the Rambam disagrees with Taisus. His view is if you buy tzitzis or tefillin, you do make a shechianu. Shulchan Aruch, why? Why should you make a shechianu on the tzitzis or the tefillin? Because it's a new beged. It's like the Mishnah Brachis. Kana kelim chadoshim. You also make a shechianu. So mitzvah bami zman lazman. It comes from time to time, fixed on the calendar, or it's rare, it's Eina Tadira, or it's Kana Kehem Chadoshim. It involves an accessory, which is a new accessory, like a beged of tzitzis. You also make a shechianu, or tefillin also, you make a shechianu. Where do you see that tefillin is called a beged, though? So there's a Mishnah at the end of Mesechtas Erevin. If a person is walking outside on Shusha Rabbim and he finds tefillin on Shabbos, Mutab B'Bizayin, he's permitted to wear it, even though it's a deal in the Gemara, whether we wear tefillin on Shabbos, don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, he's allowed to wear it through the Shusha Rabbim and bring it home because it's a beged. So you see from there, says the Rambam, that tefillin is a beged. Shulchan Aruch argues, as do Rav Arishayim, that no, you don't make a shechianu on. You make a shechianu if you buy a new talis, because it's a beged. It happens to have tzitzis on it, that's true. But it's fundamentally a beged. So you make a shechianu on the beged. That's fine. But tefillin is not a beged. You wear it, derech malbush. So you can wear it outside, and wouldn't be haitzah, but it's not a beged. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch's view is, even though it's derech malbush, you can wear it. And Rosh Hashanah is not a beged, and therefore you would not make a shechianu when a person buys a. But when you buy tzitzis, yes. When you buy a new pair of tefillin, Shulchan Aruch's view is you would not make a shechianu. The Bi'ah Lachas Chayshish for the Rambam. The Rambam holds yes, you would. Rav Paiskim though Paskin, no, you don't make a shechianu when you buy a new tefillin. However, there might be another reason to make a shechianu the first time you put on tefillin. One reason the first time you put on tefillin to make a shechianu is because, according to the Rambam, you buy a new tefillin, you make a shechianu. But we have over here a Rashi. Rashi said, the first time you do a mitzvah, the first time a kohen was makriv menachis, made a shechianu. So the first time a boy puts on tefillin, you make a shechianu. The Ramah quotes Rashi, not in Hilchis Tefillin, but in Hilchis Shechita, where the Ramah says, the first time a person does kisui adam, you don't make a shechianu on Shechita because there's a tsar of the animal. But you make a shechianu the first time you do kisui adam. I don't know. We had a kisui adam once in the shul. No, didn't we? Didn't we have a kisui adam? Not before my time.
Upstate.
Did we make a shechianu?
No.
All right, we missed out on that one. All right. We're usually on the ball on these things, Ariel. Yeah, anyway.
Huh? Fischel was in charge.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, Fischel was in charge.
Too close to Shechita.
It's Fischel's fault, huh? Too close to the Shechita. Yeah. So, Kisei Adam, you make the first time you do it, you make a Shechianu. The Taz says, why? The Ramah's quoting Rashi. The first time you do a mitzvah, you make a Shechianu. So, it says the Taz, the first time in your day, in Simchat Ches, the first time a boy puts on tefillin, would also make a Shechianu. The Shach disagrees, and the Shach says, no, Taisus didn't hold like Rashi. The Balaitas, other Rishonim, did not hold like Rashi. They don't hold like this. The first time you do a mitzvah, you make a Shechianu. So Mishnah Berurah quotes this Dian and Hilchas Tefillin, and Mishnah Berurah paskins, there's two reasons to say Shechianu on Tefillin, but neither one is accepted. One reason to say Shechianu on Tefillin is, because maybe it's Kelim Chadoshim, that's the Rambam, that it's a Malba, a Beged. You see, you can wear it outside in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not considered to be carrying because it's a Beged. We don't pass it like that, Rambam. We hold it's not a beged. You can wear it, but it's not a beged. It's not like talus or anything like that. And Rashi held that the first time you do a mitzvah, any kind of a mitzvah, you make a bracha, but we don't hold like that. Rashi, Rav Arishonim don't accept the Rashi, even though the Ramah quoted in Hilchas Kisei Adam, we probably don't pass in it like by Kisei Adam either. And that's probably official knew that. That's why we didn't make a shechianu on Kisei Adam. Yeah, we don't pass in like that, Ramah. We don't make a shechianu on that either. There is a different, though, understanding of Rashi that's quoted by the Pritoya. That's the Prima Gadim on Yeridea. Has a different explanation of Rashi. It means the first time a person becomes chayiv in mitzvahs. Doesn't mean the first time you do any mitzvah. Here we're talking about a kohen who's bringing his first carbon. Ooh, he's initiated into a whole set of mitzvahs that he wasn't obligated to before. To do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the first time someone becomes chayiv in a certain set of mitzvahs, not one in particular mitzvah. I never encountered the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, so I should make a shechianu. No. I'm chayiv in I've never been chayiv in mitzvahs. I've never been able to do the avodah before. Now you are. So that new status you make a bracha not on the mitzvah per se, but on the status. And if some sefer held like this, prima gadim, that maybe you should make a bar mitzvah, bracha should make a shechianu, and not the mitzvah of tulim per se, but I'm becoming chayiv in mitzvahs in general. The problem is, huh?
But the chayiv is only, it's not the mitzvah itself.
Yeah, so Ezra Avram says, more technical, but same idea. He says, well, then you should make it the night before. What's the first mitzvah the katan becomes chayiv in? He becomes chayiv in Kriyashma. So let him say Kriyashma. There's a famous Tam Sefer who says, no, the first mitzvah the katan is chayiv in is Simcha. Oh, if Simcha is a mitzvah, we're learning Rabbi Nachman. So if Simcha is a mitzvah, mitzvah gedayah, liyas b'simcha. And others argue with the Tam Sefer. There is no independent Simcha without a mitzvah. You can't be besimcha unless you're doing... What triggers simcha in the religious perspective and lifestyle is through the mitzvah you can engender simcha. You can't just be extemporaneously sameach. That just doesn't make any sense. It has to be attached to some... It has to be tethered to some kind of a mitzvah. Be that as it may, we don't accept that either, that argument that when you become chayv in mitzvahs, you make a shechianu. However, there are those that suggested, one minute, the first time, let's say, the first time a bar mitzvah bacher puts on tefillin, there's really three reasons maybe he should be making a shechianu. Number one is new tefillin, according to Rambam's Kelim Kadoshim. Number two, it's the first time he's doing such a mitzvah, that's Rashi. The pre-Torah said the first time he's chayv in mitzvahs. Okay, maybe he could argue, maybe it should be Kriya Shema the night before, but okay, it's more or less to say that day. So I got to make shechianu for those three reasons. We don't pass like any all three of them though, so it's a problem. But there, Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo, let him if he's wearing a hat or wearing a new beged chadash, let him make a shechianu on the beged chadash, and it'll be chaparayin for the shechianu of those other three items as well. However, the problem is it works for chsedim. If you don't put on tefillin before the b'yoyim, so then make a shechianu in your new hat. Make a shechianu in your hat, and that'll hop around the shechianu for all the other things. If you start wearing tefillin 30 days before, all three things don't coincide. Because you're putting on tefillin 30 days before, you're wearing your hat already 30 days before, the chiyuv in mitzvahs, and the first time you're doing it, but the kelim chadashim, it gets complicated. So by the people who put on tefillin 30 days before, we don't bother with all this. But if you're only putting on tefillin the bar b'yoyim and you have all the kelim chadashim and everything's happening all at that time, so then it's an interesting inyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman recommends to buy a kli chadash and make a shechianu on that. Anyway, okay, this shechianu is not a small inyan. It's a big topic over here, this little shechianu. But anyway, getting back to the sugya of chavitza, right, that's the cooked bread. So the Brisa said, the first time you bring the carbon mincha, then you make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. But 1 minute, you're going to take the carbon mincha and chop it up into little pieces. V'kugam pieces and kizayis. You're going to make it pieces of kizayis. So amalei abaye el meyata. So you see that if the pieces are kizayis, you still make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amalei abaye el meyata. L'tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. D'amar parchan atchmachzim l'sultan. There's a machlekes hatanoim. How much do you have to chop up the carbon mincha before you do the kmitza? One opinion is you only have to chop it up a little bit, kind of break it up into bigger pieces. The other one is you have to return it to flour. Hachinam d'labai bruchi, because it's not a kizayis. You're not going to make hamoitzi lechem min haaretz in the carbon mincha. V'chitema hachinami. Maybe say yes. You make a mezainis on the carbon mincha. Is that sacrilegious to say that? Maybe you don't make a hamoitzi. Vatanya loka mikulon kizayis. If you gather pieces together from presumably the carbon mincha. Va'achlan, and you eat it, im chametzu, it's a problem. No, carbon mincha was chametz, so how could it possibly be chametz, but okay. Im chametzu, enosh karis, v'matzahu, adam yoyzi, dechavos, v'pesach. So if I take the pieces and I gather it together, you could use it for the mitzvah of matzah, but 1 minute, you cannot make a mezainis on matzah. Matzah can only be used if it's something that's hametzi. So you see, even though it's small little pieces and you put it together, you would make, in fact, hametzi. So how could it be if what we said, the chavitza, this cooked bread, if the pieces are kazayis, you make hamoitzi less than kazayis, you don't make hamoitzi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to chop it up into little pieces, and nonetheless, you still make hamoitzi. How could that be? Hachumayas kina bisha arson. We're talking about where you put it back together and you baked it again. So you took the pieces and then you baked it again. Ah, so I took the little pieces, I baked it back into bread, so then... that's why it's hamaitzi. If that's the case, ema sefer. But what the sefer says of that price of husha achlan b'kidei achilas pras. That's you only make hamaitzi if you ate the whole mixture over here b'kidei achilas pras. That's the time that it takes to eat two loaves. That's the shir achila for tzeref of achila called a pras. Like one kikar, it's two kikaras is a pras. So ibisha arson. If you mix it all together, haisha achlan in the plural sha achloimi boy. It should have said that you ate it, not them. If it's put together into one, new loaf. So it should have said sha'achloi, not sha'achlon. So you're right. You're right. It is little pieces, but there is a bigger piece here. So retain, since you had the big loaf, even though it's true, you broke it up into small little pieces, but you're still going to make hamaitzi because there is a bigger loaf that is present. Since there's a bigger loaf that's present, so you're going to make the hamaitzi because of the bigger loaf. My havi alala maisa. What's the psak? Amar av sheches hai chavitza. Af agav delesle peru and kezayis mevarchay hamaitzi lechem anaris. We pass in the chavitza. Even though it does not have pieces that are kezayis, you make hamaitzi lechem in haaretz. Amar Rava, who the ikah turisa den hama. That's only if it has the shape of a loaf. So what emerges according to Rashi is that if you have cooked bread and the pieces are a kezayis, surely you make hamaitzi lechem in haaretz. If it's less than a kezayis, the pieces of bread have been disintegrated or chopped up, it's less than a kezayis, you would only make hamotzi if there's teresa din ahama. What is teresa din ahama? Is it looks like a loaf. Is that subjective? Yes. It's hard to define. But if it looks like a loaf, then you would make hamotzi lechem in haaretz with the cooked bread. If it doesn't look like a loaf, and the pieces are less than a kezayis, so then you would not make a hamotzi. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisus doesn't like Rashi. Taisus Chavitza doesn't like Rashi. Because that's the Gemara we had earlier. The Gemara, we saw Gemara Lama Zayinim et al. We started with that. The Gemara said, I have bread, right? I have grain. I grind it up. I make bread. Then I cook it. Im ha prusos kayomois, you make hamaitzi. If there's no prusos kayomois, you don't make hamaitzi. So over here we're saying, if it yesh bo kezayis, im bo kezayis. Earlier was prusos kayomois, im prusos kayomois. So we have two Gemaras talking about the exact same thing with different language. So Taisa says, for Rashi, yes, according to Rashi, you must say, it's one and the same. That if you have cooked bread and the pieces are kayamos, and what size do the pieces have to be? A kezayis, then you make hamaitzi. If it's less than a kezayis, you don't make hamaitzi. But then Taisus says, but wait a minute, a carbon mincha isn't cooked. We brought up over here a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha is not cooked. Carbon mincha is fried. So there are some cooked menachas, baked menachas. There are some baked menachas, the mafei tanur, but there are others, the macheves, the macheshes. Those are just fried in oil. So Taisa says, maybe you'll say frying in oil is also called cooking. Yeah, Taisa says over here, Vim Toimar. First narrow line in Taisa's different mouth of Chavitza. Eich medamer of Yosef, peru menachos, a peru chavitza. How can you compare the pieces of a carbon mincha to the pieces of a chavitza? Chavitza is cooked, according to Rashi, in water. V'yeshlema kevin shenit gonim b'shemen kines bashudami. Since it's cooked in oil, it's like it's cooked. We could have said differently. We could have said it's talking about the minchas that are baked. There is one kind of mincha that's baked. Other Rishonim say we're only talking about a carbon mincha that's baked. Okay, whatever it is. We'll get back to it in a second. It's very relevant, Lamaisa. Taisa says maybe frying in oil is also called cooking. Other Rishonim say no, it's got to be baked. Frying in oil is not good enough. Either way, Taisa is not happy with Rashi. Taisa has a lot of kashas. He can answer some of them for Rashi. Others he's not happy with, the technicalities of the sugya. So therefore, Taisa says four lines from the bottom of Taisa's Kakni Rali. Chavitza hainu, peruin hanidbuk in yachad oy de marak oy de chalav. No, this is not cooked bread at all. Cooked bread was amid olive. There the Gemara says, if peruin are kayomois, it's hamaitzi. No peruin kayomois, it's mezoinis. Our Gemara of Chavitza is not talking about cooked bread. Cooked bread is done when you get to Lama Zayinim Abayis. We're talking about you took pieces of bread and you just stuck it together. You stuck it together. So what's the status there? It's Aydei Marek, some other binding agent. So then, that's what the Gemara says. If the pieces are a kezayis, it's hamaitzi. If the pieces are not a kezayis, not hamaitzi. But, the Gemara concludes in the end, even if the pieces are not a kezayis, but there's teresa denahama, shape of a loaf, it could still be hamaitzi. What emerges lamaisa is the following. We passing like Taisus, we don't passing like Rashi. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, three categories, and we'll apply it to a few cases that come up all the time. Three categories come out for Taisus. A little technical, but you'll see it comes up all the time, so we got to know it. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Neimar Rabbeinu Yoina, three categories. Cooked bread. If the prusas are kayomois, that's the Gamazayim at Aleph. Like Taisa said, Prusas Kayamas. What does Prusas Kayamas mean? Is it Kezayas? Hamaitzi. If the Prusas are not Kayamas, it disintegrates or it's been chopped up. Always Mezoinis. Doesn't matter whether it has Teresa than Ahama, no Teresa than Ahama. If it's less than a, Kezayas, the pieces, it's always going to be Mezoinis. That's rule one, cooked bread. What if it's not cooked? It's stuck together. It's chopped up, but it's stuck together. with other things, you know, there's binding agents there, marak or chalav. So then the rule is, if the pieces are a kezias, always hamotzi. That's the same as being cooked. If it's less than a kezias, so if it's cooked, always mezainis. However, here, if it's not cooked, if it has turisa dinahama, has the shape of a loaf, you can still make hamotzi, even though it's less than a kezias. What are cases that where this comes up? So what's the bracha on matzah meal? Matzah meal. Matzah meal is neither cooked nor stuck together. It's bread. So that's hamotzi. Matzah meal, bread crumbs, hamotzi. Bread comes hamotzi. If it's made as bread crumbs, then it was never bread. That's the bagel chip discussion, right? If it was never made as a bagel, we'll get to that when we get to snack foods, if we ever get there, yeah. But no, bread crumbs that are made as bread crumbs are never bread. If it was bread and you have a crumb, even a little crumb is going to cost you washing the tilos yadayim and a hamotzi. So be careful before you eat the crumb. Ariel's saying not worth it. Okay, fine. So that's the story with the breadcrumbs. What about French toast? Chaver, let's apply the rules. French toast. What is French toast? French toast is fried bread and oil and with eggs. So now, frying, what's the status of frying? Tosfos said frying is the same as cooking. However, the Mishnah Berurah is a big deal about it. Other Rishonim said, no, the menachos we're talking over here are not the fried menachos, we're talking about the baked menachos. But frying is not called cooking at all. Either way, the French toast is not going to be a shaila. Why? Because the French toast, the pieces are a kezias. The pieces are always a kezias French toast. So whether it was cooked, fried, just stuck together, doesn't matter. The pieces are a kezias French toast, we all know, is hamaitzi. That's the easy. What about a knedel? Knedel. Knedel is chopped up, no pieces of kezias, and then it's cooked. Knedel should have been pashut, that it's mezainis. However, there's always a however, the Mishnah Berurah calls from the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, the Gemara mentioned over here, if you have little pieces that you take Bisha Arson and I mix it together and I make a ball out of it and then I bake it again, whatever, that could be called, you know, reconstituted and gets back its hamotzi. Bisha Arson, I took the pieces together, right? We talked about if you have to take the Karban Mincha and grind it up into little pieces. So Gemara says, how are you making hamotzi? The answer is you put it together into a ball and then you baked it again, so you make hamotzi. So Magen Avraham says so to a matzah ball. You have little pieces, but you bind it together into this big ball. The big ball is a kezias. It should go back to hamaitzi. So the Eben HaOizer says, yeah, if you bake the matzah ball, but you don't bake the matzah ball, you cook the matzah ball. So Magen Avraham thinks, no, even if you cook it, it's kezias. It goes back to being cooked bread. What's the story with cooked bread? Cooked bread, if there's a kezias, it's hamotzi. So this is cooked bread, and it's in the shear of a kezias. It was little pieces, but you stuck it together again. Yeah, but chavitza is all stuck together. No, this is really stuck together. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Chavitza is a little bit stuck together with the binding agent. This is mamish stuck together. Some matzah balls you need like a saw to cut through the matzah balls after the weddings. So, okay, this is a matzah ball stuck together. So Magen Avraham's view is it should be hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah thankfully cites Eben HaOizer who disagrees. If you bake it, yeah, then okay, that's taking matzah meal or making matzah meal bread out of it. Then you, of course, you would make hamotzi. Here, it's cooked, so brach would only be a mezainis. There's shaila, what to do with that? Rav HaPaiskim, Paskin, Lakula, that matzah balls are mezainis, but in the Minhagei Chassam Sofer, it says that Chassam Sofer was careful to have matzah balls less than a kezias. Sometimes you see like that. People are careful to have small matzah balls. There's an Indian like that. If you're not having it in the middle of a meal, obviously you're going to make hamotzi. Most people only have matzo ball soup, I think on Shabbos, it's common. During the week, I don't know, maybe. But if you're having it during the week, so Rav HaPaiskim Paskim Mezainis, there's a chumrah to have small matzo balls. That was a Chassam Sofer. Okay, so that's the story with Knedoch. Knedoch properly Mezainis. The two difficult cases are Chala Kugel and Matzo Brai. What's the story of challah kugel? I've never had challah kugel my whole life. Maybe we should get for Kiddush, maybe.
What is that?
Yeah, okay. I don't know, challah kugel. All right, challah kugel, whatever. So challah, what should be the story of challah kugel? Challah kugel is not cooked. Challah kugel is not cooked. It's stuck together. So if there's prusas kezayis, if the prusas kezayis, yeah, it's baked, but it's not cooked. But if the prusas are kezayis, it should be a hamaitzi. What if it's not prusas kezayis? Then it depends. If it's not cooked, if it's turisa din ahama. This likely does have teresa dinahama. It likely does. Certainly if there are pieces sticking out, you can see the crust. I don't know, in challah kugel, you can see the crusts and all that?
Usually not, but you can rip it. You can do it by hand. You can put it in a blender.
But do you see it? Does it stick out like that?
If you do it by hand, you mean if you could.
I don't know. What is the custom by challah kugel people?
I mean, my mother used to make it.
My hand. Oh. We're getting goosebumps. What?
Break up the bread into pieces and put it in
and you put it in a mixer. So if there's prusas kezayis, it's for sure hamotzi. No prusas kezayis, if there's teresa denahama, it looks like a loaf, meaning I think if you see pieces around, it could be hamotzi. If, though, it's so much sugar and so much schmaltz and so much this and so much that, then now it becomes like a cake. Then, unless there are pieces that are kezayis, it would not be, probably not. And it's tricky. Matzah brai also. What matzah brai? Matzah brai is your matzah you take together and you put it with eggs and then you fry it in a pan. So here you have gans. Oh, do you have so many shilas?
Something loses its status. Your matzah has status. Then they start pashing with it. You see, it loses its status.
If you cook it, it loses its status, hamotzi, even if you just chop it up and then bind it together with other things. If it's just breadcrumbs, hamotzi. But if you bind it together with other things, it could lose its hamotzi. So what's the story with the matzah brei? Well, the matzah brei is worse because it's fried. We don't know what to do with frying. It might be it's cooked, it might not be it's cooked. If you have pieces of matzah brei and the matzah are kezayis, then for sure you make hamotzi, but that's a big piece of matzah to have in a matzah brei. Yeah, you have pieces that are kezayis.
Depends on your matzah.
Yeah,
depends on the matzah.
How big does that be?
I think they take farfel, huh?
The whole thing is so
oranges by
no, you have one piece that's a kezayis.
A little piece like that.
Oh, never.
No, one little piece like this. You have such a big piece of matzah.
You have your matzah.
No.
Don't eat that matzah.
So let's say you don't have pieces that are kezayis. If you have pieces of kezayis, push it to tamaytzi. Let's say you don't have pieces that are kezayis. Now we're back. We don't know. Is it cooked? Is it not cooked? Maybe it was cooked. Maybe it's not cooked. And does it have teresa dinahama? It likely does have teresa dinahama.
Sure.
Yeah. So we don't know what to do with it. Because if it was cooked and the pieces are not a kezayis, it's mezainis. If it was not cooked, and we don't know what to do with frying. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Depends whether if it's deep fried, it's for sure cooked. Those croutons, those yellow croutons. The good news is, there's good news and bad news about those yellow croutons. You can put them in your soup because they are cooked. The bad news is they're fried. It's full of saturated fat. So because they're fried, it's for sure mezainis. That's deep fried. The matzah brei is like, who knows what kind of frying that is. Yeah, pan seared. So we don't know what to do with it. I would only have matzah brei in the middle of a meal. I will, you know, you have to wash on the matzah brei on something else. Otherwise, it's a whole big shiloh. All right.